Chapter 11, Due Diligence, Separating Fact from Opinion. Verify everything they told you on the first phone call. Now you have a deal. The next step is to perform your due diligence. You have 15 days to do this, unless you ask for an extension, which is sometimes necessary. And about 15 days after that, you'll close. If your due diligence validates the assumptions you made in your instant property analysis, then you close on the deal. If it differs much from the assumptions you made, then you want to renegotiate the deal. If you can't renegotiate, then you pass on this deal. This is the safety factor you need when you make offers on houses. You can make bold offers on houses over the phone without even seeing them. Only after your due diligence do you offer the house to your buyer's list. Get pictures of the house. As previously mentioned, you will be getting pictures of the house so you can determine its condition. You will need pictures of every room, any repair areas, all mechanical items, all sides of the house, any extra buildings or structures, and a street view both ways. Inspection form filled out. Also, as previously discussed, you will have whoever takes the pictures fill out the inspection form. This will help you determine the condition of all items in each room and the exterior as well. They will also be able to note any unusual things about the house that only someone who physically sees it can determine, such as unlevel floors, sagging roof, or rotten wood. This will give you an idea of the amount of repairs needed, so you will know what to figure into your investment analysis. Find out the real deal on the neighborhood. Before buying, you want to discover as much as you can about the neighborhood. As I said earlier, you want to buy houses in low to medium income neighborhoods. You don't want to buy in high crime areas or war zones. Sometimes you can't tell by looking at it that an area is a war zone. To get the real deal on a neighborhood, go to Trulia.com and look up the property address. Then scroll down to look at the map on the right side. It should be green. It is a heat map based on the amount of crime in the area. The more red you see, the more crimes have been reported. You want to stay out of the red areas, especially if the crimes are burglary, theft, drugs, and assaults. Code violations. You should also contact the local building inspection or code enforcement department to make sure that there are no code violations on the subject property. If there are, you need to get a list. This is also a good time to ask them for a list of all the properties under code enforcement so that you can try to buy these properties also. Sold comps. As soon as we know how much it will cost to get the home repaired, then we must find out what it will be worth after the repairs are made. There are free online services to give you comparisons, and those are great for your due diligence. After all, we're not getting an appraisal, but we want to have a good idea of what other similar properties have sold for. The first place you should go is Zillow and type in the address of the property. Then scroll down and look for the similar sales to find houses that have sold that are similar to yours. You do not want to look at the similar homes for sale, as they have not sold yet, so they would not be a good indication of the after-repaired value. You can even look up the value while still on the phone with the seller or realtor to save time and make a more accurate offer on the first phone call. You also do not want to look at the Zestimate, as it is known for being very inaccurate. I have no idea where they get their data, but I have never seen it even close. It is usually much higher than the actual value. If you want to get more detailed information and you don't mind paying a little, you can subscribe to RealQuest. Although they charge, you can get a lot more accurate information as well as property history for the subject and the comps. Rent comps. The next thing you want to do is find some rent comps. This will help you to sell the house to a landlord if it is a good rental type property. You can look at the rent Zestimate on Zillow, but similar to the value Zestimate, it is not very accurate. We like to use a couple of sites. We use Rent Range and Rent-O-Meter. You can go to their site and simply type in the address to get rent comps. Another source to get rent comps is just go to Craigslist and look for other properties that are for rent. This will help you find out the competition as well as what others are renting for. You could even call on some of them to find out more about the properties that are for rent and how they compare to yours. Order a title search. After your due diligence and you know you are moving forward, call your title company or attorney, depending on what's used in your state, order a title search, and let them know you will have a closing soon and the date. Your title company can do it in a couple of days. All you want is a title search to set up a closing. Your title company will search for every available record or document that relates to present and prior ownership of the property in question, with the goal of clearly defining the current status of the property title. In layman's terms, we want to be sure that the property being sold truly and completely belongs to the seller and that he or she has the legal right to transfer ownership of the property. Your title company will search public and court records, property tax records, deeds, mortgages, wills, judgments, divorces, decrees, liens, claims, and other legal proceedings or findings. Any defects found in the title to the property will have to be cleared or otherwise dealt with prior to transferring ownership. But even if title has been searched and cleared prior to sale, you and your buyer or investor will still need title insurance. Even the most thorough title search may fail to find certain risks, which due to their nature are hidden and not necessarily documented. If a cloud on the title surfaces at a later date, a title insurance policy will cover you and your buyer investor for the cost of a legal defense. If the court upholds the claim, the policy will reimburse your buyer investor for all or part of the actual loss, depending on the value of the policy. Title insurance is a must anytime you buy and sell a property for you and your buyer. Cancel and or renegotiate the contract. Once you complete your due diligence, if the repair costs are above your original estimate or ARV after repaired value is lower than anticipated, then you may need to renegotiate the contract. This is a great time to go back to the seller to renegotiate a better price. Please do not take advantage of anyone, but use it as a great negotiating tool when you need it. Just make sure you are doing this within your 15-day inspection period. This way, if they will not negotiate and you need to cancel, at least you can get your deposit back. What you will do is simply send an email to the seller or realtor letting them know that based on your due diligence, unfortunately, you will not be able to pay the agreed price. You are going to have to cancel your contract unless they will be able to reduce the price. Then start the negotiation process and try to work out a deal that would benefit both parties. Be gentle, be conciliatory, and keep the dialogue rational. By having it in writing, even if it is just an email, if you can't renegotiate a better deal, then you have the right to get your deposit back based on the terms of the contract. But don't cancel a contract often. Do it only when necessary, or you'll get the reputation of being a flake and realtors won't want to deal with you. If you can't renegotiate a deal that suits you, you might want to cancel the deal. But before you cancel, think about all the issues. Consider how much you are paying above the maximum price. If you agreed to pay $36,965 and the new maximum allowable price is $38,543, then your fee will be reduced by $1,578. In this case, you may want to go ahead with the deal anyway, depending on how much profit you had in the deal. Another thing to consider is your reputation. Let's say this is your first deal, and after the due diligence, your fee is reduced by $3,442. You might think, why should I bother? But you've done most of the work, you won't get your full fee, but you'll get something out of it, and your realtor will make a commission on the deal, and you'll be a hero in his or her eyes. You'll get a house you made a little money on, and the word will spread that you are the real McCoy. In this case, it's still worth it to go through with the deal. I did a deal just like this a while back where I only made $1,500 and closed on it just to keep the realtor happy. I told the realtor that I would normally back out because of the higher repair cost anticipated, but I wanted to build a long-term business relationship with them, so I was going to close instead. The realtor understood and appreciated me telling him and closing on the deal. I have done several deals with this realtor since. Remember that I didn't include closing costs in these figures. Obviously, if you stand to lose money and the seller refuses to renegotiate, you'll definitely want to cancel. Get your deposit back and move on to another deal with more room to make money. When renegotiating, I always ask for twice the amount of discount that I really need. For example, if I need a $4,000 discount, I will ask for an $8,000 discount. I do this because based on my experience, many times they will give you half the amount of discount that you are asking for. However, sometimes you will be surprised and get the full amount and you end up making more than you thought you would. Unfortunately, sometimes they will not budge at all and you lose the deal altogether. Remember, you can't make any money if you don't buy any property, so the purpose of the letter is not to back out of the deal, but to renegotiate a better deal.